For the past 15 years, the Australian federal government has increased defence spending, choosing to mainly focus on Northern Australia, reaching a total of $2.2 billion in defence expenditure at the end of 2020. Today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a further $750 million to upgrade defence infrastructure in the Northern Territory in response to rising tensions in the Indo-Pacific region. Dr. Marcus Hellyer is ASB Senior Analyst and an expert in defence economics and budgets, and speaks here with The Wire's Frankie Orgello.
The government in the middle of 2020 put out a defence strategic update, and it feels our strategic circumstances are declining and we're living in a much riskier world, therefore needed to increase our military capabilities. This work is being done in cooperation with the United States. The Australian government and the US government a few years ago signed a cooperation plan. It was under that arrangement that for a few months of every year, about 2,500 Marines come to Darwin and do exercises there and train with Australian forces. But the US is also making a financial contribution to the infrastructure necessary for them.
So is this a US-led initiative then, or is this predominantly Australian?
So there's been a big push over the last few years, driven partly by the Northern Territory government, but also by analysts to sort of make the government and defence sort of more aware of the opportunity for defence in the Northern Territory, and reiterating, you know, when you look on a map, all military operations are going to be to the north of Australia, then while you may not want to base all of the Australian Defence Force in Northern Australia, you certainly want to have the infrastructure in place so you can conduct operations there. If it comes to, if there's a contingency where we need to defend Australia, or if it's simply humanitarian type operations, you're going to have to relocate a lot of those assets to facilities in the north, and they're going to need everything there that will allow them to operate.
The increased funding for defence in Northern Territory is a response to the rising tensions in the Indo-Pacific region.
Indirectly, the Army Brigade that's in Darwin originally was in Sydney, and they moved about 20 years ago. So it's sort of been a long process, but some very clear messaging coming out of the government at the moment that while the prospect of a war is still unlikely, there's a growing prospect of that, and it could be sparked by a Chinese attempt to forcibly reintegrate Taiwan into China. And I think what the government is trying to tell the Australian public is if that happens, we're going to be involved. If we're going to be deploying Australian forces into the Indo-Pacific to our north, then we need the infrastructure to be able to do that in Northern Australia.
Pezzullo said the Free Nations again hear the beating drums of war. Does this increased spending slow down or increase the speed for the war drum?
Well, the war drums are not being driven by Australia. So Australia is not pushing China to invade Taiwan or occupy islands in the South China Sea and to turn them into military bases. So Australia and its partners are pushing back on that kind of behaviour. Australia investing in its defence force is not, in my view, accelerating any kind of march to war. It's making sure that if certain countries do take those kinds of courses of action, we've got the ability to respond.
How is this going to help the local region or Australia?
Government, around about 5 years ago, put out a defence industry policy that really wants to encourage Australian defence industry and build the capabilities, technological base and the productive capacity of Australian defence industry. A couple of years ago, they put out another policy encouraging large companies to make much greater use of local contractors. So if a large company gets a contract for a couple of $100 million to upgrade an airfield, for example, they have to use a lot of local contractors, and that seems to be happening. So this does seem to be injecting quite a lot of work into the local economy in Northern Australia.
Dr. Marcus Hellyer, Senior Analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, speaking with Frankie Orgello.